Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, that was really weak. Good morning.
Good morning.
There, that's better. I was going to say, as chilly as it was out there, you should be awake this morning. But we are so glad to see all of you today, and we want to welcome all of you on this 19th Sunday after Pentecost. And it's the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. And join together later on. I do have a little praise, I guess I could share real quick, is you'll be rejoicing because downstairs you'll get to enjoy the meal that the youth has put together without having to wrap caramels. Because they got them all done on Wednesday night, or maybe Thursday, I didn't know. Okay, so they did get them all done. So thank you to those, that crew that worked so hard to give you guys a break. But anyways, we want to welcome all of you and those that are listening online later on. And today, I'm going to be talking a little bit about friendship and a friend that we have that goes with us. And so the question is, have the scriptures been a friend to you? So let's stand and join together as we begin and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, it's now.
Let's join together there in our bulletin for our call to worship. We gather in God's holy presence
to experience the one who fetches grace on our hearts.
We gather in the place where God transforms us
to experience the one who fills us with compassion.
We gather in the place where God graces us. Let us give thanks. Well, let's join together there, and we can turn to our hymn books if you'd like, or on the PowerPoint, hymn number 176, Oh, How I Love Jesus. And we're going to be singing the three verses there this morning.
There is a name I love to hear. I love in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. But the sinner's perfectly. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me.
Because he first loved me. I love hearing you sing. I know sometimes when the organ's going, but boy, I could hear you singing out this morning. So, well, let's join together there for our opening prayer. Gracious God, we thank you for your gracious work among us, for the assurance of your purpose, and for the powerful moving of the Spirit that binds us in unity. May your holy name be lifted up as we worship today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And you may be seated, and the choir is coming to sing. And by the way, we can use some more choir members if you want to join with us and sing. We're missing a couple this morning, but we'd love to have you with us. We have a few kids. We're going to invite them to come on down this morning. I think we have more than a few. How's everybody doing? Good. Has anybody jumped in leaf piles yet? You have? Cool.
you got to rake them up and make, put them into big piles, then you can jump into them.
Yes. Unless maybe your parents go around with mulching and blow them in a wagon or something and get rid of them. But anyways, so this is the time of the year when we get to talk a little bit. Oh, gosh, I forgot to change that.
Let me get it switched here.
Do you remember, I know there's at least three of you that I know have been there in the past, when we have our VBS times, remember those? Yes, I know a few of you have been to Vacation Bible School before, that we do, and there's a song that we sing in VBS, and maybe you can sing it with me if I teach it to you. Maybe I should have Miss Carla teach it, because she's usually the one that does it in VBS, and it goes like this. O-V-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. You know what the B-I-B-L-E is? Bible. Yes. I was wondering if you heard of it. It's a song about the Bible. Or in our reading today, it talks about Scripture. That's a word that means holy writings. And so what I'm going to do in a little bit, after that, is I'm going to talk to the adults about how the Bible or Scripture is like a friend to us. Do you have a good friend? Do you have a friend? Yeah, maybe a friend from school that's real close. Maybe it's a family member that's a friend or a cousin. Yes, some of you got lots of cousins, I know that. That you go and play with and stuff. Yes, I know you do. I know. In fact, I think almost everybody here has lots of cousins that you get together with and play and do things with. And so they are friends, aren't they? And friends are there to help us when we need help. Friends are there to give us guidance sometimes. You know, maybe you ask them for some help, or maybe to give you some advice about something. A really, really good friend will sometimes tell you, no, you better not do that. You'll get in trouble. And so that's what I mean. So the Bible or Scripture also helps us with those same kind of things. The Bible helps gives us wisdom and guidance and helps us know what God wants us to do. It helps to give it, guide us and be a light to our path. But also sometimes it tells us, whoa, 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 hold on, don't go down that way. It'll get you in trouble. Just like a good friend will do for us at times. And so when you get older, now some of you are a little older now, you can start reading the Bible now. You don't have to wait. Sometimes you want to get an easy translation that's easy to read, so it helps you to understand it better. And then some of you that are younger, when you get older and you start to read more, it's good to be able to read the stories in the Bible because it lets us know how God works with us and how sometimes we can sometimes maybe fail to follow God. Yes, well, I'm glad you do. And but the big thing is opening and reading. All right, you guys can go on downstairs this morning. And as they're heading down, we're going to go to our joys and concerns. Yes, we want to release our teens that are going down, I think, for a little bit of their class, and then they're going to be helping to get that meal prepared and ready to go for us later on after the service. So maybe you have a joy or concern you'd like to share this morning, and we're going to invite you to do that. Someone this morning. Yeah.
It's me.
Yep.
I have two, please. We have a cousin by marriage. I found out yesterday she's on a ventilator in a hospital in Cincinnati, but I don't know any more details than that. I just ran into her brother-in-law. He told me that. She's very serious, though.
What is her name?
Jill.
Okay. We'll remember her.
Right. The other one is we lost a classmate, Paul Wolf family.
What is it?
Paul Wolf
Wolf family, okay? Yeah, so we want to remember the Wolf family in our prayers with the loss of that loved one. I saw another hand. Go ahead, Sandy.
My great-great-nephew, Nolan, he's in the hospital. He's only 3 weeks old. He's having breathing problems.
Okay. Well, we're going to lift up and pray for Nolan this morning. And, wow, 3 weeks old. God bless him. Someone else. Yeah.
Unspoken.
And, yep, we know the Lord knows that. This morning, it's all, yes.
I would like to thank everyone who reached out to me. I had a really hard time, and I was very depressed. I thought God had forsaken me, but it doesn't.
Yeah. Yes, and it's funny because we were just talking about that in the Bible study this morning in the book of Ruth where Naomi started telling her friends when she got back home, call me bitter instead of pleasant because I'm going through things right now that's making me feel bitter. And because of her losing her husband and her two sons. And yes, so, but God knows where we're at. And so thank God that God is faithful. Someone else, yes.
Unspoken.
Okay. Someone else this morning. Yeah.
Pray for the farmers.
Yep, we can do that. It is. Yes, it is. Yes. Yes. And I heard, I don't know if it was a combine or just a fire in the field over, I think it's Roth's field, I think it was. But yeah.
We had one across our road this past week too.
Yeah. So definitely. Thank you for mentioning that again. We have been praying for them, but we can need to continue to do that. Someone else. Someone else. Yes.
She's at home now. And
thank God for that.
I have a concern. One of my nieces, her son, Linda, who's 16 years old, they just found out he's got thyroid cancer.
Oh, wow. Fill out one of those prayer slips for that. And what did you say his name was?
Lyndon.
Lyndon. Okay, I thought it was something like that. Okay. Yes, definitely want to lift him up this morning, Lyndon, with thyroid cancer. But we thank God also for that Parker's doing much better because that sometimes that RSV can be serious. So, and someone else, yeah.
I've been praying for the Loesch family. It's L-O-E-S-C-H. It's a coworker of mine. Her dad has a brain tumor.
Okay.
He just had surgery last week. I'm not sure where we're all with that yet. But.
Okay. Well, we want to lift up that Loesch family. And we know that God knows that there. Yeah.
My friend Lester Martin, I used to work with, has diabetes bad. He's doing poorly.
Okay. So we want to lift up Lester, who's doing poorly health-wise, and ask God's touch for him. Someone else? Anybody else this morning? Appreciate your prayers for Jody's sister, Jill. She went through her second round of that very aggressive chemo, and by day three or four, they do like 3 or 4 days, and then they have like 2 days of like fluid push and for, you know, because of how harsh it is. And by day three or four, I'm not sure, don't quote me on that, but she was not able to walk and get out of bed. And at the hospital there, just really needs God's touch. And appreciate your prayers there for that and for her there. Anybody else this morning?
I had a blessing yesterday, and it's probably going to make me cry, but maybe not. You don't realize how much you miss someone until they're gone. And yesterday, Linda Wilson showed up for Carla cooking in the morning. And it was just so great to have her back. Missed her so much.
Well, you know what, though? When somebody is missing that, does that. Yes, we do. Yes, I understand that completely. So, anybody else then? Continue lifting up Jim and Kay and asking God's strength for them and touch there. And so those needs that have been mentioned, maybe some of those names will come to your mind. Or maybe there's somebody
or a situation on your heart this morning that you came in with that you couldn't share, but you want to lift that up to the Lord, you can do that as she plays there in your seats there, and then I'll come and close us out. Gracious God, we just pause today as we've gathered together in your name, and we're very grateful and thankful. We're thankful that you are faithful and that you do not abandon us, even though we may feel that way and may feel like the situation and circumstances we're going through, that is what's happening. But God, we know that you are faithful. Even in the silence at times, even in the lonely times, even in the difficult times. And we're grateful and thankful that you are. And Lord, we just give you thanks that we can always turn to you. We can pour out our hearts, our griefs, our sorrows, our joys, our praise, and that you are the one that is there. And Lord, we lift up those that have been mentioned today. We lift up Jill that's on this ventilator, God. We just ask your touch upon her today, Lord. We just ask that you would work where in a way that only you can do, and make a way where there just seems to be no way. And God, that you would grant grace and faith. And Lord, we lift up Nolan, Lord, that's only the 3 weeks old. And God, we just ask that you would just touch that little one and bring healing and strength through his lungs, and your blessing and touch there. Lord, we lift up Lyndon, Lord, the 16-year-old that's been diagnosed with thyroid cancer. Lord, we just ask that you would minister there and touch as only you can do with your healing touch. Give wisdom and guidance to the doctors as they work. Lord, we lift up Lester to you, Lord, that's been battling poor health, Lord, that you would just minister, bring strength, bring faith, bring encouragement, Lord, for him. We lift up Jim and Kay, God, asking for your encouragement and strength and healing touch for them also, Lord. Lord, we lift up the Wolf family this morning, the Loesch family, God, with the loss of these loved ones, that you would just minister your peace, your comfort, your grace, in the midst of those situations. Lord, we lift up Jody's sister, Jill, Lord, that's just had such a awful week going through these treatments, Lord, that you would just bring supernatural strength and grace there and healing, Lord, as only you can do. Lord, we pray for these unspoken needs that were mentioned, the two of them, and maybe there was others today where someone was here today that could not voice their concern. Lord, we just ask that you would minister and that you would make a way and that you would work in those situations as only you can do. And we thank you for that. We lift up the farmers, Lord. Lord, just asking for some rain to come in, Lord, that will help to settle everything and break up the ground a little bit and soften it and keep our farmers safe, Lord, as they are running in the combines, and protect them, Lord, and be with all of them as they are working to get the harvest in during this season. And Lord, we lift up our monthly list, Lord, those that we have been praying for, many of them for a long time, that's going through treatments or health issues and healing there. God, we just ask that you would be with them all and that you would minister and do a work as only you can do. And we just thank you for that. And Lord, we ask your blessing upon the rest of our service, Lord, as we break the bread of your word. May you just encourage us and strengthen us and send us forth to be your people. And also, Lord, after the service, as we share in the fellowship time together and eat, we just ask your blessing upon all of that and our time together as we fellowship. And we thank you for all these things as we ask it in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Well, thank you for joining with us in prayer. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And again, we thank you so much for your faithfulness. And God continues to use us as a community of faith to reach out and be a blessing and continue to have services. And so as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Join together for our prayer of dedication. May our offerings be magnified by your power, O God, that we may ably serve your purposes in Christ, we pray. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from 2 Timothy this morning. 2 Timothy chapter 3, and we're going to be reading verses 14 through 17. This is our lectionary, one of our lectionary readings for today. And you can follow along on the PowerPoint there. But you must continue with the things you have learned and found convincing. You know who taught you. Since childhood, you have known the Holy Scriptures that help you to be wise in a way that leads to salvation through Christ, or through faith that is in Christ Jesus. Every scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for showing mistakes, for correcting, and for training character, so that the person who belongs to God can be equipped to do everything that is good. That is God's word for us this morning, and I pray and ask that God's blessing will be added to the reading of the word this morning, and that God would give us ears to hear what the Spirit wants to say to the church today. Well, as I always do, I'll share something a little funny here. A certain private Catholic school recently had a unique problem. A number of 12-year-old girls were beginning to use lipstick, and they would put it on in the bathroom, which was fine, provided that it was more natural and neutral color to their skin tone. But after they would put on their lipstick, they would press their lips to the mirror, leaving dozens of little lip prints all over the mirror. Well, every night the maintenance man would remove them, and the next day the girls would do it again. Finally, the principal, Sister Mary, decided that something had to be done. She called all the girls to the bathroom and met them there with the maintenance man, or the custodian. She explained that all the lip prints were causing a major problem for the custodian, who had to clean the mirrors every night. Well, as she was saying these words, some of the 12-year-old girls were yawning and rolling their eyes. So to demonstrate how difficult it had been for the custodian to clean the mirrors, Sister Pascal asked the maintenance person to show the girls how much effort it required. He took out his long-handled squeegee, dipped it into the toilet, and cleaned the mirror. Since then, there haven't been any more lip prints on the mirrors. I want to talk to you this morning about what are friends for. What are friends for? I have good friends in the faith who have helped me on my faith journey through the years, going all the way back when I was a kid and teenager in church growing up in Kettlersville. And then a little bit later on, some there in Sydney in that youth group that I was a part of that just were there to help me. And some of the adults, when I began to sense the call of God on my life, that were there, they encouraged me. And just, you know, what a blessing those kind of people are. And friends that I've had that encourage me when I've gone through dark times, fellow pastors and people that I've known, family members, obviously, and so forth. You know, I've had, and I've had even good friends that are not of the faith, that have been there for me at times and encouraged me. And I know if I would go to them, that they would be there for me. But in a little bit different way, and this is where I want to focus on, one of my constant friends through all those years has been the scriptures, what we say or call the Bible, the sacred writings, the holy letters, God's word. And I use all those different terms and expressions because they're found in various places throughout scripture. And reading the Bible has opened my imagination to new possibilities of faith as I have read and now continue to hear anew the stories of God and Jesus's interaction with people so long ago. For thousands of years, people who have opened up the book and have read have testified that they have encountered God and Jesus as they read and studied the scriptures. In other words, as my focus today, We might say the scriptures have been a friend to them and me. And I think it's probably true of you also. What does that mean? I just want to briefly talk a little bit about scripture and its benefit to our lives. And so we begin with the obvious one is scripture is beneficial to us. We know that. I've shared comparisons before, like food and water are to our physical bodies and what that means to us. So scripture and God's word is life to us that feeds our soul and nourishes us and helps us on our journey. And here's what I want to see there. There are aspects of scripture which are a blessing to us, inspiring our faith and hope and love. All those aspects. God's word gives us wisdom in various ways. In fact, James says, if you lack wisdom, ask God for it. So there's an example there of just these encouragements and the fruit of the Spirit and all these aspects that God's work. And so we find when we study scripture that we get insight into human nature and the powers at work in our world. But also we find out the power of God and the power of the Holy Spirit that is at work in our lives. And scripture gives us insight not only into those things, but also into the communities that lived and practiced and walked with God. Israel and Judah, and also the church and Christians down through the century who have struggled with life. One of the things, and I've said it many times, one of the things about scripture is it doesn't hide that we struggle in life. We face pain and suffering, as I talked a little bit last week, and how we work with one another and live life and work with God and how we learn to have a relationship with God. We see all of that and see those interactions in scripture. And scripture gives us instructions that direct our course and our path. You know, I think of what Psalm 119, where it talks about how God's word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And that's still true. And it's like, if you could think of it this way, don't think of it as a drudgery. Don't think of it as work. But think of it as a, like we're listening to the advice of a good friend who knows us and stimulates our imagination and faith and challenges us to new ways of thinking and living. And it just amazes me that even when I come back to a passage in the lectionary after 6, 8, 9 years, and want to revisit that for preaching or teaching or whatever, how I always get different insight into that passage, not only for my own life, but also to share with you. And then I want you to see something here, and this is kind of like a balance I think we need to see. There are aspects of Scripture which are difficult and require further reading, further research, so that we can understand. That's why Paul tells us in Ephesians that God gave pastors and teachers to the church so that they could help us to understand what's going on there, so that we can be a church that's equipped to do the work of the ministry. And the work of the ministry is not for pastors and teachers. It's for all of us. As Protestants, we've always emphasized that all of us can be involved in ministry and service in one way or another. And here's what I want you to see about the whole thing about the difficulty at times. Obviously, the Bible, Scripture, God's Word, is an ancient book. And it contains cultural things in there that we don't practice today. And, you know, if we would take something from a cultural practice and pull that out and say, we have to do that today, that seems very odd and strange to us. And there are cultural customs that we sometimes misinterpret. And then, because of that, people's lives sometimes can be messed up because of it. And that's why we always must be on guard about all that. That's what brings me to my third thing I want you to see here, is that's why, or therefore, the faith community is so important in studying Scripture all through history. When you read about Christians, they always talked about how important it was to understand and interpret and apply the Scriptures to their lives by looking at the way others read it and saw it and studied it. And that's what I'm talking about. It's in community where we can ask those tough questions. It's okay. I tell the Bible study all the time, it's okay to ask tough questions. It's even okay to say, boy, I have a hard time believing that God wants us to do that today. And then we wrestle with that and work through that. And we dig and we try to get a better understanding of what our still speaking God is trying to say to us today, even when we think we have it all figured out. Listen. If you run across a Christian who says they got the Bible all figured out, you let that be a red warning flag to you right there. Because that's how Jim Jones and David Koresh and Waco and some of these other groups through the years have led people astray, because they thought they were the end all be all when it comes to understanding the Bible. And this reminds us that we need to study Scripture historically, culturally, grammatically, and intertextually. Now, you might be saying, what in the world is intertextually? We study a passage by looking at it in connection with all of Scripture. That's what that means. So we better understand what Scripture's trying to teach us and how we can walk by faith. Scripture is beneficial. Second thing I see here is Scripture helps transform us. Now, this is where we probably see the emphasis more than anything else. But if we don't understand it sometimes, then we don't know how it's going to help to work in our lives and transform us. And Paul talks about how it's more than just the letter of the law, but the Spirit. And this is where we need the Holy Spirit to help us. So let me just share a couple things here. Scripture equips us, as Paul said there, so that we can do everything that is good. It's like that valuable friend that we have. You know, that friend that you trust, that will give you feedback and be honest with you in life, that will tell you when they think, yeah, I don't know if I'd get into that business dealing because it may be trouble. You know, cause trouble in your life, or whatever you want to say, who provides that feedback, who provides those ideas, who points out our mistakes, who is there to help restore us and inspire us in good works. That's what Paul says there. Scripture does this through prayers and proverbs and songs and stories and teachings and instructions that train us to be a faithful, loving, peaceful person following the Lord. And just as I said a moment ago, with the Spirit's help, God shapes us as we hear. Paul says that faith or faithfulness comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God, the Word proclaimed. And that's why we want to, and it's got to be the work of the Spirit in our lives. That's why it's so important that we not only pray for all of these people and the situations that people are going through, but we also pray that every Sunday when we gather as a community of faith, that God's presence and God's Spirit will be present to work in our midst and speak through me and one another so that we can hear what God wants to say. And hopefully, through all of that, and through Scripture as our friend in life, we become more aware of God's presence with us. We become more aware of God's image in us and in other human beings. And that we become more aware of God's ways and Christ's ways, and more concerned about walking in those loving and peaceful ways, that we can be a light to others. One of my pastor friends, he'll oftentimes, he's down in Kettering, he'll oftentimes post a meme on Facebook. You know what those little are, little pictures, and it's got something and it always says something. And a lot of times he will share the ones that challenge misunderstandings in the Bible. And then he'll usually put his own little words at the top of it that says this: there's a better way of being and doing Christian. And I really like that, because you know what? If we misunderstand, and if we misapply it, then we can, instead of being a light and a witness, we can be a turnoff. And we've all been there before, probably, at one time or another. I don't know about you, but I need friends who inspire and challenge me. I have found the scriptures to be a friend to me, because God's word reminds me of the wisdom and love that really matters. The way and words of Jesus Christ, who is God with us, who is God in the flesh, who shows us what God is really like. And that's what friends are for. Amen. Amen. Well, let's just take a moment or so. And if you want to say hi to a couple people and greet a few people, and then we'll go ahead and close out there with our chorus. There's something about that name. Turn to. Go ahead and stand if you can, and we'll go ahead and sing this through a couple times this morning. Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that. Oh, let's sing it again. Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name. Jesus. Wow. Something about that name. Well, let's join together for our benediction. Taste and see the Lord is good.
God's blessings are spirit and money.
May God bless you and keep you. May God grant you favor and give you peace as you go. Amen. Amen.